Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the fourth day of February 2008. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. We are probably going to have a surprise guest. I mean, it's confirmed, but the individual is rolling down the road, on the road, and is going to be doing the interview via cell phone, so that can always be tricky. But we do have a big guest coming on the transmission today. I'm just going to leave it at that. I always like to have surprises for the audience, for the listeners. And so it looks like today will be quite a day, if not today, tomorrow. And the individual will be on for a full hour, by the way, a full hour with us to talk about quite a few very important issues and topics. So that is coming up later in this broadcast today. I'll just leave it at that. I know people like surprises, and there will probably be quite a surprise today for you here on air. Now, here is the stacks of news I have in front of me that we're going to be covering in the meantime. They're all extremely important. CNN thinks they've broken something. Wow. Head of 9/11 panel had friends in the White House and was basically a White House operative. Philip Zelikow, as we've always talked about and discussed here for the last 4 years. Also, Clinton health plan may mean tapping pay. Well, of course, it's a new tax. You thought the Social Security tax was a great ripoff where you would have gotten millions back, but instead you get subsistence level. Well, they've got a whole new one where they're going to force you to have health care no matter how much it costs, and they're going to tap your pay. Forget even paying your taxes at the end of the year or quarterly. They're just going to take whatever they want. We've always told you that's coming, and now it's here. That dovetails in with the Mississippi and other states trying to pass laws where if you walk in the restaurant and are overweight, by law, they're supposed to refuse you food. I'm not kidding. This is the total nanny state where everyone is turned into a social worker under federal and state law. So we'll be going over that for you today. The really big news, U.S. troops ask if they will shoot American citizens. Now, this is old news, but there's been some new developments, and Paul has written a good story up on PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be going over that and meshing it with a story from 2006, May of 2006, that we broke here. Secret FEMA plan to use protesters as pacifiers in preparation for martial law. We broke it in a big way nationally. Butch Paul, pastor, actually had the pastor on first and notified us of it. We appreciate it and helped the pastors get us secret documents. And one of them got in big trouble and fired from a hospital for it. He had a pretty big church as well. He still has that. But people didn't believe the documents, even though they had FEMA phone numbers on them. Now it's been on national news a year later. And it dovetails in, so I thought I'd kind of give you an overview of the latest developments and how it all ties together. Three internet cables slashed in a week as Iran lost all internet connectivity. This is clearly a staged event. More on Ann Coulter and how she's endorsing Hillary and saying she's our girl. But this Middle East internet blackout spurs geopolitical suspicions. These are cables hundreds and hundreds of miles away from each other separately. There are hundreds of cables, and these are the exact cables going in to Iran and Egypt. The rest of the region doesn't have its internet off. It's just magically these deep-sea cables are being cut with precision. And if you believe three of them have been cut in a four-day space, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on accident, I got a bridge. I'm happy to sell you on the surface of the sun. There's a lot more coming up today. Big broadcast, the fourth day of February 2007. Definitely be making the news today. We'll be right back.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I made my life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and we drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for the light. And the night got deathly quiet. His face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done." Now every gambler knows the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best you can hope for is to die in your sleep. So when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. Then somewhere in the darkness, a gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up.
Welcome back.
Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count.
Thanks for joining us. It is the fourth day of February 2008. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours and 50-something minutes. All right, let's get into the news here. Let me just start off with the martial law information. I know we talk a lot about it here, and we tend to only give you pieces. It'll sound like I'm giving you the whole story, but none of us, except those running the system, actually have all the pieces, and most people in the FBI, Homeland Security, the military, even high-level officers, they may have a lot of the pieces themselves, but they don't have all the pieces. But studying martial law globally, studying police state societies, studying societies that are run by dictatorships and oligarchies, and then looking at the different declassified documents and the hearings and interviewing a lot of experts and going out and actually videotaping and covering a special operations group out of the Army, and going out and covering the Marine Expeditionary Force, and going out and videotaping Marine Corps trainees, many times that listeners have sent me, in many cases where I've physically flown to California, Florida, South Texas, many other areas to see it for myself, and making three films on the subject, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, the merger of our police into the military, the control of our police, the staged events, the provocateurs in Seattle, the provocateurs in 99, the provocateurs that were caught, admitted they were police, staging events and attacking police just last year in Montebello, outside of the Capitol in Ottawa, Canada. I mean, it's a large picture, and we could back engineer it in the late 90s. We could document what they were doing with a piece here, a piece there, and we laid out what we thought was happening, a long-term strategic operation to switch the entire economy over into prisons, police, checkpoints, searches, surveillance. In 1998, Mike Hansen, driving back the day after Thanksgiving from visiting family in Fort Worth, saw a bus pulled over, Greyhound bus, just south of Temple, with troops all over it. Pulled up, found out the bus had already been there 8 hours. FBI pulls up, tells him get back from the bus, hands him a document. Later turned out they handed us a classified document that's in Police State 2, The Takeover, by the way. And in that document, it said that there's a secret operation in 77 Texas counties at the time. Now we've confirmed it's all counties. That's 10 years later. Hundreds of counties here. But at that time, it was a secret operation out of Fort Hood, 77 counties, police engaging in secret law enforcement operations with the military, not for terrorism, but all crime. And in fact, it said crime, terrorism and fighting crime. Military in police uniforms, police in military uniforms, massive secret operation. Of course, it was going on nationwide. That was a key piece of the puzzle, because that confirmed what we'd already seen in redacted versions of PDD 25. It confirmed what we'd already seen in congressional hearings in 1986. It confirmed what we'd seen on the ground. I mean, I'd go to an urban warfare drill, and the Marines would give media tours, and then they would separately, during these drills in Oakland and other places, give citizen tours. And in the citizen tours, which we inserted camera guys into, they knew I was media, but we kept Mike separate and sent him in separately as just a citizen there in Oakland as they were conditioning the public. And there they said it's martial law basically for America. They did mock interrogations of American citizens. They did mock, putting Americans on their knees, role players. They hired hundreds of actors. Then they blow your brains out at point-blank range with their M16. We put that, of course, in Police State 2000. We also had listeners, Mr. Green and others, who lived in Maryland, right next to Hebron, Maryland. One morning, they got a call. Over 1,000 Marines were there. They drove into the town, were politely videotaping the Marines coming up to the YMCA children and paying them to ride around on their bicycles and to seek out the militia members who were being played by Marines. They also had Marines in plain clothes. It was an intelligence operation with the city police chief and the state police. They then walk over to the cameramen in the middle of Hebron, Maryland, right in front of the city hall, which the Marines had taken over. And one of the Marines has a medium-sized machine gun. And the others have M16s, and they've got M16s, and they order him with the police to put his camera down and stop videotaping, or they're going to arrest him. So this is the type of stuff that has gone on. And so I'd get on air and say, look, there's a big program. There's a big project to take over this country. And then in 1999, a former Florida police officer who had gotten during the dot-com bust, he'd been a Marine Corps officer, got up to captain level. He'd been recruited in 1988 after years in the Marine Corps to run secret operations in Virginia. And he did it in several cities. That interview, by the way, is in Road to Tyranny. He had been recruited, and he led a squad of Marines in police uniform, by police uniform, wearing, you know, Navy jackets with body armor that just said police on it, raiding drug dealers and gun shops all over Virginia, part of a secret program, getting rid of Posse Comitatus integrating, totally illegal at the time. And why did he do that? Well, he got stopped at a National Guard checkpoint in Kyle. He was driving back with his wife, and I went to this guy's house, you know, the big mansion, the whole nine yards, owns a computer company. Really nice fella. And he'd heard me. He knew it was true what was going on, but he still thought maybe it's a good thing until he got to experience women, other cars having their stuff thrown out on the ground by troops. And they just randomly were doing it. And so he talked to us. And there's thousands of other pieces of that. Turned out it was, quote, a drill, but they didn't tell the people who it turned out were there more than 12 hours. Mike got there 8-9 hours in. And they just randomly, with Greyhound, diverted the bus over there and had different Army squads run through it, landing by helicopters, searching the bus. And it was all part of an acclimation operation. Then the same town, Belton, in 2000, was going to have an anti-terror drill. We learned from a good police officer up there who told us about it. They didn't tell the public it was a drill. You've seen this all over the country. Imagine, they blow up two cars in front of the city hall. Everybody in the neighborhoods right in the middle of downtown start running up to see what's happening. Marine Corps and Navy people walk over and tell us to turn our cameras off. We tell them no. Then the same Army team out of Fort Hood comes over and says, you're Alex Jones. You're Mike Hansen. You're the guys that put me on the internet at the Belton operation a couple years ago. Turn your camera off. And I said, no, it's all on video. I'm not turning any camera off. This is the United States, buddy. Now, they tell you NORTHCOM was set up in 2001. We have speeches, documents, CFR reports on it in 1990. Bill Clinton giving speeches in 93. This is the theater of operations for total control militarily. We are under martial law. It's just not hot martial law. Unless you're in the schools where they make you drug test and thumbprint you to get your food or library books or have microphones in the classrooms and cameras and in the bathrooms they have them. Again, that's the training ground there. So it's already hot martial law there with drug dogs and searches and everything else. But imagine those poor people on that Greyhound bus, and later came out, they said, oh, it was just a drill. And it was a drill. They were running team after team through, made these people sit there in a Dairy Queen for more than 12 hours while they sent team after team, helicopter after helicopter landing with team after team, police coming up saying we couldn't videotape it. Then the city pulled a bunch of dump trucks in front of the bus and the troops so we couldn't get video of it. But then after, in Belton a few years later, after they blew up the cars, then the mayor gave a press conference like they'd been hit by terrorists and at the end added, by the way, we weren't hit by terrorists, it was a drill. And then in the newspaper, it said the same thing. Big, long article. At the last, it said, by the way, it was a drill to get you in fear. See, and then you find out it's not real.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happened to you.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coast and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. I'll ride again. I am a river gambler. I
make a living dealing cards. My clothes are smooth and honest, my heart is cold and hard. I'm shuffling forces, Delta boys on a boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen. But the captain bumped a sandbar and the leaves fell from my sleeve. They threw me overboard and I swore I didn't cheat. But I could swim, and I'll ride again.
We are heroes of the homeland, America's remain. We live in many places and answer many names. We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind.
I think this is the best line from this little piece, America Remains, from The Highwaymen.
We'll ride again.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. But the rain hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. Bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend, and I'll ride again.
All right, let me continue breaking down the martial law paradigm, get into the latest news, but I'm giving you background. And you're not going to hear this, unfortunately, anywhere else. We're trying to give you a wide spectrum view, then get into the latest info. Put very simply, the United States military has been taken over by private interests. The Federal Reserve took over the financial system in 1913, and by 63 they had complete control of the federal government. They've been quietly taking control of every county and city and state through standardization and compartmentalization, where most locals aren't aware of what's happening, except for city managers in most cases, who are sent to the international conferences for training and orders, and that's public, by the way. All of this is done through the manuals. It's a huge bureaucracy. And the military has been running secret, illegal operations like they would do with special ops and CIA and defense intelligence in the United States for more than 60, 70 years. But it was done under the guise of anti-espionage, anti-terror, counterintelligence. Now those veils are being completely removed, and the entire flotilla of different mechanisms of control has been put into place, and the absorption of the Republic by the military-industrial complex, again owned by foreign interest, can be witnessed at every Super Bowl with thumb scanning and face scanning cameras and thousands of police and troops and cutting to Iraq and making it all about the troops to glorify the war when the troops are against the war. 75% now, it was 70% a year ago. When the majority of the money is given to Ron Paul, more than all the candidates combined, the FEC is reporting that now. They make you think, oh, you stand up for the troops when you keep having the war, and oh, the troops. Then the troops are finding out, they have questionnaires in the Army, Marine Corps, everywhere now, in those combat sectors and logistics sectors. Will you fire on American citizens? And that's been documented. And if you say yes, the 20% or so, depending on the survey, but generally about 20% say yes, then you are kept here domestically, and then you're inserted into the shadow government that's now not shadowed. It's now uncloaked itself partially. And if you say no, you are guinea pig with injections and shots and sent overseas. And that's how they operate. So there's been this creeping wickedness for martial law, and now openly, they set up NORTHCOM openly with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They fund it and say for martial law, for domestic insurgency, for rioting, for rebellion. It says rebellion by the people. That's not Al-Qaeda, folks. That's us. What are they planning to do where they think there's going to be a rebellion of the American people? When we get back, I'm going to bring you up to speed to the latest information. Some music off of the Endgame / Terror Storm CD, music of the films, available at Infowars.com. One of the best steel guitar players in the country right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live on the GCN Radio Network. Before I get back into the martial law, military-industrial complex control, and finally extermination grid being lovingly crafted and built around you by the New World Order, they hate you, but they love their system of control, this gauntleted fist closing around our necks. The good news is, though, it's the cat's out of the bag, and you've now been identified, and the troops are waking up. They don't care, though. They're now hiring mainly aggravated felons and illegal aliens. It's now mainstream news. I told you 5 years before it was in the news. nice other quasi-secret program. By quasi-secret, it's just not discussed. Before I do that, have you been to Infowars.com today? We went ahead and launched it late last night at about, well, I guess this morning, about 1 a.m. I watched Kurt and Wes put it up there, and the site is now up. You can post comments on all the stories in the next few days. When we're busy looking at the database and how the servers are handling it, we're testing it out. We're going to add a function where you can have your own page on Infowars.com, the Infowars network, just like MySpace. There's also going to be an upload and download area on it, and blogs, just a lot of other things. But you can go get a look at the new Infowars.com. A lot of the subpages are still the old Infowars site, but those will be phased out in the next month or so. Again, we're just testing this template right now. Of course, the next few months, Prison Planet will convert over to this Web 2.5 or 3.0 type model, integrating it into a portal with all the basic user content-generated systems to turn the power of the grassroots and the people loose. But the new Infowars.com is up there, and people are posting comments in the stories and going absolutely wild. So there'll be a traditional message board chat room. There'll be traditional posting. It's already there in the stories. There'll be your own web space, your own MySpace-type sector for all of you out there, unless you post porn or death threats. We have some little rules up there, but you can even attack me in there once we launch it. If it's substantive, if you're, it's one of the stalkers, and their number's about 15 now, the stalker sites, you, of course, will be, go ahead and spend your time posting it. We're not going to censor it up front, but if you engage in your criminal activity, we'll knock you down real fast. Other than that, it is a free-for-all in there at Infowars.com right now. Okay, let me continue with the martial law. So I've been to the drills with Marines who are training to take Americans and put them in camps and blow our heads off. And we've got all the articles about how people like Thomas Sanchez, Vietnam veteran in special ops, the emergency manager in Kingsville at the time, tells a local paper that he was approached about training the public for martial law and was seen and was shown a semi-secret, as a more expansive PDD-25 for gun confiscation, and he said he wasn't going to take part in it. He was then overruled by the mayor of the town. I went and interviewed the mayor. He's a fighter ace from Vietnam. And just thought it was all just absolutely wonderful, and you know, the whole op was just great. Delta Force, unannounced, after the town thought they weren't coming in, covertly leased the old police station. 3 days after they moved out, Delta Force in 99 came in and blew the building up 300 feet from Casa Ricarda. People had heart attacks. We went and covered that and interviewed them and showed what they'd gone through there. And this was all to test how the public would respond. And they told the public it was for, you know, drills for hostage rescue in foreign countries, which was also a dual use. And I have no doubt that the Delta Force people being brought in by the Night Stalkers out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, believed that. Because all of this is dual use. When the Marines were in Oakland, California in 99 saying this is for Kosovo, Iraq, they would then add to the press and America during disasters or terror attacks. But that was for the media. Then when you got into the actual training, it was for Americans. Where are you from? Well, I'm from right here in San Francisco. It was actually in Oakland. But, well, where'd you get the helmet? Where'd you get the gun? Interrogations, all of it. And then they would catch us getting video. And the Mr. Jones was his name, the former Marine Corps officer who was there now, their civilian PR guy, would run up yelling at me. And so we had to insert camera people that in the quote, civilian tours. They did this in a college campus. The city of Oakland got to see the Coronado troop carrier slash midget aircraft carrier come in, disgorge a bunch of hovercraft, warrior fighting vehicles, troops all over the city, parading through. Again, this is what's happening, and there's so many factors, so many things I've personally witnessed dealing with all of this. Then Bush signed PDD 51 last year, saying that the president is a dictator, that he's over Congress, and that Congress isn't involved in continuity of government. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act, we already mentioned that. So now it's not debatable. You know, we told you about FEMA camps, and then now in January of 2006, it was in the Houston Chronicle and several other papers. They said, yeah, Halliburton's getting hundreds of millions of dollars to build 1 million person camps. And it is for illegal aliens and citizens during emergencies. Knowing that it's popular to go after the illegal aliens, 90-plus percent polls and 91% Gallup, but not with citizens, so they mix the two in together. Basic psychological tactic there. But then we knew about the camps beforehand, not the rumors, not the photos, not the claims, or my brother's cousin said he saw the guillotines or the shackles in the trucks. I don't know about all that. I know that in 1986, a secret program on 12 Army bases began, formerly shut down bases. They claim they shut them down in 86. They turned them into Army prisons run federally with the states, and then they would quietly transfer prisoners to them, and then it was never in the press. The entire project, and by the way, these were labor camps. These were prisoners. And this was all done as a beta test. The prisoners covertly signed agreements that they would have their sentences shortened if they would agree to labor. Because, you know, in the old days, like Shawshank Redemption, that's based on true things that happened. They would just use you as slaves, building roads, whatever, cutting citizens out of their jobs, undercutting people. So that kind of got outlawed. So then they say, well, if you want food that's decent to eat, you'll go work. Well, or we'll commute your sentence if you do. Or if you'll work in the license plate factory or the furniture factory, or the, now it's telecommunications and customer service. All of that is going on. So to beta test this and create cadres of troops that were trained to accept it, they told federal state prisoners, both, well, we'll cut your sentence down. You got to agree to labor. We're going to send you to these huge facilities, and we're going to have you engage in labor. And it was bulletproof vest factories, armament, parts, helmets, all of it. And troops, the prison sector of the Army, ran this in secret until 1996. See, that's the issue. Secret was a test of secret camps. They've done this with incredible crafting. Just incredible time. Very slowly. Again, it's Red Dawn in slow motion, a takeover of society. You realize how secret, how illegal all this is. Then, total violation of posse comitatus, the 1878 law, which they now haven't totally overthrown, but they're just operating as if it doesn't exist. And they have, quote, amended it. Quote, in terror attacks. But see, now it's for everything. I'll never forget in Iowa, the newscast, in 2002, and it showed troops at checkpoints helping the state police search cars for drunk drivers and drugs. And they just, or other, out of North Carolina newscast. This stuff leaks out. But they're always saying it's good. Oh, look, the troops are working with the local police for martial law to deal with the population. See, this is all leaking out. And in 96, the Army declassified, Congress decided to declassify, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. We have copies of the cover letter on the Army website, army.mil, where it says all this in my book, 911 Descent into Tyranny. And we have it right there with the URL. And by the way, that's still up, and it's even bigger now on the Army website. So instead of always saying, I heard a rumor there was a camp, why don't you get the Houston Chronicle? Why don't you go to the Army website? Give it to people. See, why not? That's why this show's been successful, more than any other, quote, Patriot or Truth show, because we actually document what we talk about. Now, I blow my stack and freak out about it from time to time. I guess it has a certain entertainment value, but I actually get sick of doing this show and sick of talking about it. I'm mad and I'm upset, folks. This is serious. And there's thousands of other points. There's no way to cover it all. But then in early 2006, Pastor Butch Paul, right here on this network, the Genesis Network, who's a pastor, had several pastors contacting. One pastor went on air, very credible, big church in Ohio. Another pastor went forth, sent me secret documents, and it was marked not for distribution, sent me these secret documents saying, we've recruited 13,000 pastors for emergency response, And then they teach, it's in there, you know, how to tell folks to not fight back, turn their guns in, how to go to relocation centers, how to take inoculations if you're ordered, to let them put women in one area of the camp and men in another, to put the children in another area, take your children. And about a week after he came on the show and faxed me the documents, first place they came out, Butch was nice enough to let me break the big story, they came out here, and the pastor didn't fax it from his church, good-sized church. He did, that's who they go after, is medium and big pastors, big churches. He also worked at the hospital as the chaplain. And they were sitting in the office. They called him in, FEMA. And they had gone back to the store. And I asked him, I said, should I black out the number to this? It was a bunch of documents. They're up on Infowars.com. I said, should I black this out? And he said, no. I just didn't even tell them who I was. I just went in and faxed it at the local little grocery store, and it's got a fax machine. They sent FBI in there. They interrogated. They went and watched the surveillance tapes. They found out who he was. They were waiting for him with FEMA at the hospital. The documents were laying on his desk when he got there, and they came in and said, get out of here. And they threatened him, and he said he wouldn't say what else they said, and he wouldn't come on air. Over a year later, in fact, I forgot, John, pull up the martial law out of Louisiana. So, a year later, after we put those documents out and hundreds of emails saying they were fake, and we did Google searches and found a few mentions in the press and where FEMA was doing this, and it comes out and they go, oh, yeah, it's nationwide. They're recruiting 26,000 preachers. They're now doubling the number. And we interviewed the parish emergency manager head over four parishes. And once I explained to him, he got freaked out. And he said, oh, now I see. Oh, this is a bad idea. Remember I had him on? Now, again, that was secret. There are troops everywhere, preachers that are everywhere, churches all over preaching this. We're getting reports from everybody, more documents flooding in. You understand this is a huge covert intelligence operation, a dream to overthrow a country where they control the government and they have decades to do it. And decades to condition the public. They're not trying it overnight. They got it all lined up, all set up. 9/11 was only the primer to start going public with this. The next big event will be the one that brings it all into fruition. And we have new developments. Those are coming up in one moment, but here's the newscast.
Will ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's go out there and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at eight different camps.
Now, while they're showing that, they cut in and out of New Orleans, and then they cut to New York from the Bruce Willis film The Siege, where they're putting Americans in a sports stadium. And families are being torn apart and people are crying. They're showing you images of troops loading you on trucks. of troops putting you in sports stadiums. And it's exactly what I told you. It's 26,000 strong as of last year. They now plan to double it again to 52,000 of these people. And they're recruiting 460-something thousand. They're going to double that number. They did that last year, 400-something thousand. Truck drivers, now they're going to double that number up to almost a cool mill. They're in, right here in Austin, that's in Road to Tyranny, and almost every other city, they're giving the kids $200 credit cards. When they turn in family members, that's a bonus cash. I mean, this is textbook tyranny. And it's not for terrorists. It's do mommy and daddy smoke marijuana? Where are their guns? All to have that data then fed to CPS so the kids can get CPS'd. The poor fools get $200, and then they get CPS'd, or SWAT team hits them hard. Austin police last month admitted what we've known for years. It was a famous lady that, I forget the term, for scientists that study fish. She was like 89 years old, and at the time it happened, and they SWAT teamed her house. She had a bunch of fish tanks, and they look at your bill. They know how many people live in the house, and every city does it. You're all being tracked. Everything you do is being watched to see if you got marijuana grow lights. It's just all around us, ladies and gentlemen, and they're just waiting to go. Mass arrest, lining us up, blowing our heads off. Bulldozers pushing piles of dead bodies into pits. I'm not going to stand by and take it.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
And how do we know they plan on killing masses of us? It's come out in the Rocky Mountain News, other papers, that the feds have paid for giant incinerators for tens of thousands of bodies a week. You can't make that type of stuff up. It's just the reality of what's going on, my friends. I know most police don't want to be part of this. Most military don't want to be part of this. You've been incrementally trained and conditioned to accept all this. We just don't have to go along with it. The problem is, again, they're shifting into aggravated felons and illegal aliens for the force. And that's what despots have always turned to, criminals and foreigners. Why did I get into this 50-minute analysis and breakdown of the history, just some of it, for you? Because I wanted to cover this new story by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. U.S. troops asked if they would shoot American citizens. Iraq vet exposes how he was trained to round up Americans in martial law exercises, asked if he would kill his own friends and family. Well, I've talked to a lot of Marines going back 20 years that they have the chance, and they say, would you kill your mother if ordered to? Would you do that for the Corps? And then it's been in mainstream news about 6 years ago. Alexander Cockburn wrote about it, L.A. Times writer, about how the Marines have a new chant where they talk about have the school children gather around, throw the candy on the ground, have the little mow the bastards down. I mean, it's just... it's not kill a commie anymore. It's mow children down. Brainwashing. This is cult brainwashing. Sleep deprivation, shaved heads, being screamed at, kill children. This is what's happened, ladies and gentlemen. U.S. troops are being trained to conduct roundups, confiscate guns, and shoot American citizens, including their own friends and family members, as part of a long-standing program to prepare for the declaration of martial law, according to a soldier who recently returned from Iraq. Again, this is an email. We've confirmed the individual, but the point is that it doesn't matter. I already have all this mainstream. I videotaped Marines training to do this. We received an email from Scott, a member of the Pipefitters Union that runs an apprenticeship program called Helmets to Hard Hats, which according to its website is a national program that connects National Guard, Reserve, and transitioning active duty military members with quality career training and employment opportunities within the construction industry. Scott writes that his company hired a soldier who had recently returned from Iraq who told them that the U.S. troops were being quizzed on whether they or not they'd be prepared to shoot their own friends and family members during a national state of emergency in America. We should add Private Gruckheimer. Remember in the Ithaca Journal in 2002, he came back and bragged about how they go into villages and line up the women and children and shoot them. And then Fox News had a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on to go, well, we want to clarify. Those are in certain combat areas. We do kill everyone. I have become very close to this young man and have gained his respect and trust, writes Scott. I want you to know that he has informed me about one particular training exercise his superiors made them perform. It was concerning the roundup of American citizens that disobey any type of martial law or, in other words, any type of infringement on their freedoms. And this is all in John Warren Defense Authorization Act. I would add, he was asked if he would shoot his friends or family members in order to do so. At the end of it, he said, at the time he said he could, writes Scott. Scott says the soldier later had time to clear his head and realize the truth, recanting his vow to kill his own countrymen in order to do so. The issue of whether U.S. troops would be prepared to round up, disarm, if necessary, shoot Americans who disobey orders during a state of martial law is a question that military chiefs have been attempting to answer for 15 years. Its known origins can be traced back to the October 94 Marine questionnaire out of the 29 Palms base in California. Recruits were asked 46 questions, including whether they would kill U.S. citizens who refused to surrender their firearms. Documentary filmmaker Alex Jones brought to light similar training programs that were taking place across the country in the 90s, which revolved around U.S. Marines being trained to arrest American citizens and take them to internment camps. During one such program in Oakland, California, dubbed Operation Urban Warrior, Marines refused to answer they would target American citizens for gun confiscation if ordered to do so. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.